Hacker Public Radio, everyone. My name is Soak. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about being powerless. Once again, I did the script for this, and I'm recording it later. I'm sitting here writing this today. But first, let me explain a few things. A few weeks back, Mrs. Soak's company moved, due to the post at our apartment being as bad as reliable as if it's being delivered by a blind snail. We set up power bills and similar important mail to be sent to her workplace. Last time in her old building, when she received her utility bill, she wrote a check and a note about the change of address on there, although the mail was going to be forwarded anyway for a little while. The reason she writes a check and does not have a direct debit set up is the local power company does not allow you to pick when the bill was paid, so you have to make sure the money is in the account on the correct day. Anyway, so she moved to the new building, and when the power bill came, she paid it. Unfortunately, they'd not updated her address, and the mail forwarding had taken about 3 weeks to get there. The disconnect notices were also gone out to the old address, of course, and is presumably on her way to her new address. Her check arrived today. Unfortunately, it was also today that the power was shut off. So this is why I'm sat here writing this with an actual pen. Not that I can't write, I just generally don't. I can type much faster. The wife phoned and was told power will be restored today, so that presumably means by 5 p.m, the end of the workday, as the power guys presumably leave after about 5. It's gone 4 and the power is still off. I phoned the wife and she's contacted the power company again. Now they say it's going to be within 24 hours of after when she phoned. But anyway, as an aside, the last time with the power shut off, which was what caused her to change the mailing address anyway, I tried to phone and pay. However, I was told I could not actually pay because it was not my bill and I didn't know her social security number. I even said I did not know how much the bill was, which they rightly said they could not tell me, but I had a previous bill and I was going to pay that plus another $50, which should hopefully cover everything, but they still would not let me do that. So suffice it to say, I'm not that impressed with the power company, but having no other companies around to offer power, we don't really have any choice. But having no power reminded me how much we rely on it. No TV, no computer, no phone, well, cordless anyway, no refrigeration, no lights. Well, we have flashlights and candles, fortunately. I was tidying up a pile of clothes in the corner and figured I would vacuum under it, but it wasn't until I brought the vacuum in and plugged it in and tried to turn it on that I realised it, of course, requires power. In some ways, it's quite refreshing to be reminded of these things. It's like taking a day off from the internet and realising life does continue without you. Certain things do still work, of course. Water is gravity-powered, so taps, toilets and showers work. We have hot water from the gas-powered boiler, but there's no air conditioning or oven. Both require electricity. I remember when I was a child, Christmas morning one day we had a power cut. Fortunately, my parents had a gas oven, so the turkey was not ruined. But it would have been interesting had we had an electric oven. It's quite fun not actually having power and being forced to do other things. Being forced to pull out that board game and play. Being forced to talk to people. Being forced to do other things. I'm realising how dependent we are now on electricity. Personally, whilst I do enjoy the internet, I can live without it for a while. A few years back when I was doing my travelling, I was in Australia and we were out in the middle of nowhere, absolutely nowhere, in Western Australia, with where it was 800 miles to the next town. There was no cell phone reception, not with our satellite phone or similar. And yet we survived, we found other things to do. The wife, on the other hand, I believe, would have a bit more of a fit. She was freaking out that she might not be able to check her email and log on and play various little games and things that she has. But I think sometimes we are a little too dependent on the technology and the electricity to where it is actually detrimental. I understand some people do find a lot of use. There's a guy I used to work with, and his wife, after giving birth to their children, had gone through the whole depression thing, basically. You know, I can't go out of the house because I'm looking after the kids, which moved on to the I don't want to go out of the house, which then became I can't go out of the house, people might see me. And she was using the internet as a lifeline to actually talk to people and actually try and interact with people and get people to reinforce her thoughts so she might actually one day leave the house again. So I understand there are a few things like that. But for most of us, we're not going to die if we don't have the internet access for a day. We can go outside and do other things. We can talk to people, we can play a board game. We can go out for a walk, we can look at the sunsets. There are some beautiful sunsets here in Nevada. They are fantastic. And sometimes it's just nice to walk outside, stop and watch. Now don't get me wrong, I really do enjoy the internet, and I don't think I could live without it. But I can go for small periods of time without it, and I think everyone should. It's like the last page of the internet, if anyone's seen that. The last page of the internet, now turn your computer off and go outside. I think everyone should. We should go outside every now and then. Maybe not for a long period of time necessarily, but just doing it. So every now and then I don't log into IRC, or I don't check my email. I'm trying to move away from that. We stop being this whole Pavlovian response of every 3 seconds bouncing around between email, IRC and websites to see if anything's updated. Have I got anything new in my RSS feed? Have I got a new email? Have I got new this? Relax, chill, take a step away, forget about it for a bit. Go off, do something else for several hours, and then come back and worry about it. I think people need to actually slow down a little and take the time to smell the roses, as the phrase goes. Anyway, I think I am rambling on a bit now and starting getting a bit philosophical and possibly even religious here. So, it may seem very odd for a tech podcast for me to say, don't use tech, but just as an experiment, for one day, don't check the internet. Go out, do something. Doesn't have to be something groundbreaking. Go to a bar with a few friends. Go play a board game with your parents. Just try something a little different. And then come back and realize that the world did continue without you. And it's not so much that everything has to be done now. Things can wait. Relax. Slow down a little. And I think you will feel better for it. And that's it for this episode. Yes, I know it was a bit of a weird one. I was planning on doing something else, actually, and as I said, the power ended up being cut off, and it just made me reevaluate a few things, and I decided to do an episode about this. Anyway, I'm still trying to get MiniZoak to install Windows and Ubuntu. That is still coming, I hope, assuming I can get him to actually sit down and do this. I may end up having to wait for it when he has a day of school or something for him to actually do it. I haven't forgotten about that. And I do notice the sound of this is a bit weird. There's a hum in the background. I'm working on that. Sorry about this one. I've tried to tidy it up. I was late on doing this episode, so apologies if it sounds a bit more rough than it does normally. Thank you for listening. If you've got any questions, you can email me at zokesoro@gmail.com. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo Sierra Oscar Romeo Uniform @gmail.com. Or you can visit me at zoke.org, X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. Thank you for your time, and you've been listening to Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.